There's a very famous and sefer called Maaser Rav. Let's talk about this for a couple of minutes only, but it's very, very kedai to be aware of. Undoubtedly, one of the most influential of all Achronim is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is influential in many, many ways, in so many sugyas, in the world of Kabbalah, in the world of Tanakh, and really, primarily, at least in a certain sense, in the world of Halacha. We have on Shulchan Aruch the Bir HaGra, the Gra's commentary on Shulchan Aruch. That's a very complicated and difficult work to learn because the Gra and his commentary on Shulchan Aruch has very sort of like brief references to things, and there are even Svarim on different areas of Halacha that try to elaborate what the Gra meant in different areas on the of the Bir Halacha. But a sefer that was put out shortly after the Gra passed away was a sefer called Maaser Rav. The sefer Maaser Rav is a collection of Hanhagas of the Gra, things the Gra did halacha l'maisa, short, you know, one sentence hanhagas of what the Gra actually did. Who wrote the sefer, the sefer Maaser Rav? So there was a Rabbi Sachar Ber, who was a dayan in Vilna that grew up near and around the Gra, that appears to have been more the one that was misader it. A lot of the sefer Maaser Rav is taken from a different Talmud of the Gra. One of the Talmidim that's mentioned in the Bir HaGra, in the Haggadah of Bir HaGra, a Talmud called Rav Sadia. If you want to really break down the who wrote what sections of David Kamenetsky, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's son, has a sefer, a wonderful sefer called Toras HaGra, about different Sfarim of the Gra and who wrote different sections of it. But this is a collection of Hanhagas of the Gra. This sefer becomes an incredibly authoritative work. If you look, the Mishnah Brura, Bir Halacha and Shaar Tzion, and the Chafetz Chaim related to the Sefer as being an authoritative work of what the Gra actually did. And therefore, often in Mishnah Brura, he'll quote the Maaser Rav, obviously Bir HaGra and Shulchan Aruch also, but he'll quote the Maaser Rav to clarify what exactly the Gra did. A couple of points about Maaser Rav that are important to know. They write in the Hakdama that the Sefer Maaser Rav was not a collection. The Gra was a chassid, in the sense that he was indescribably pious, and he had an enormous amount of things he may have done in private. What gets recorded in Maaser Rav are not the things, the chumras that the Gra may have done in private. What gets recorded in Maaser Rav are the particular practices of the Gra that were done benigla, that were done externally, that if you davened by the Gra in his base medrash, you would have been able to see. These are things that the Gra thought were really important to do. Some of the things he thought are important to do may ikar hadin. The Gra, as some of us may know, felt less of a connection to elements of what was done in the world, in the minhagim of Klal Yisrael. The Gra happened to believe, this is what it points out in an article about Psak Halacha, the Gra happened to believe that you can't conclusively prove that certain things are right and certain things are wrong. In contrast to the Ramban, in his Akdama, to Sefer Milchamos, where the Ramban writes that it's hard to conclusively prove one side, you can more like marshal evidence to put you more in one direction rather than the other. The Gra, you can really prove things. In that sense, the Gra had no problem overturning or challenging psakim that you find in Shulchan Aruch, what seems to be the major minhag ha'olam, the Gra and his minhagim. So the Gra in many ways takes over, the Gra at least has no problem challenging certain things. Eretz Yisrael, so there are certain minhagim of the Gra which did not catch on. There are certain minhagim of the Gra which caught on, in particular, in certain locations. Because many of the early Ashkenazim that came to Eretz Yisrael were Talmidei HaGra, so we have particular minhagim here in Eretz Yisrael that are influenced by the Gra. So therefore, when it comes to their ideas about Nusach HaTfilah, about the medrash that have Nusach HaTfilah, so there are certain things about what you can and can't do based on whatever the minhagim of the Gra really were. I believe that even, let's say, skipping after Shomer Yisrael La'ad. When we say Amar, skipping that Baruch Hashem La'olam, that comes in many ways from a minhag of the, influenced by a minhag of the Gra from the Baal Tanya. Also, not saying Vishamru on Friday night in davening, that also relates on some level because of the Gula the Tefillah component, but there are varieties of minhagim that come from the Sefer Maaser Rav, some caught on, some a little bit less so. We'll spend 3 or 4 minutes noting what are a bunch of them that are just good to be aware of because they do come up as follows. The Gra understood that when you wash the Tilos Adayim in the morning, we'll speak about a bunch in regards to the Tilos Adayim. When you wash the Tilos Adayim in the morning, so the minhag is that we wash 3 times on each hand. Machlok asked why that is so. The Rashba, you become like a Birya Chadasha. The Rush, because Yadav Sha'adim Askani Yosein, your hands move and touch in appropriate places. But the minhag is that we wash three times. One of the reasons, found in Zohar, is because of ruach ra on your hands. The gra happens to maintain that you should actually wash in the morning your hands four times. Three times because of the to get rid of the ruach ra, and the fourth time is to get rid of the water on your hand that interacted with the ruach ra. So the gra had a chumrah that a person should wash yesodayim four times in the morning. I always view that as what I would call like the most painless chumrah in the world. Maybe giving a shir on chumrah, looking for a chumrah which is like not the most invasive in the world, washing your hands four times, opposed to three times, is not, and that definitely becomes, I think, part of, on some level, an example. Not only that, when it comes to tiyas adayim, the gra also happened to maintain that you should wash the tiyas adayim before mincha and mariv with a kli and make a bracha. That before a person davens mincha and mariv, the gra maintained that a person should, I'll read it to you from Isa Rav, to give you a flavor for how like brief it is, that the Gra said as follows, but they quote in the name of the Gra, L'tfilas mincha v'chein la'arvis notel yadav u'mevarich al netilas yadayim. That also he'd wash netilas yadayim, that's what he would do, he would make a bracha before mincha ma'arv. That is not what you find in Shulchan Aruch, that is not what we do, but that is what the minhag of the Gra was. The Gra also was a big believer in the importance of washing mayim achronim. The Gemara says, mayim achronim are chova, Tosfos points out, which is a minhag for many of us not to wash mayim achronim, because mayim achronim was instituted because of Melech Sidomis, because there was a certain kind of from Sidom and Melech that on some level presented a certain kind of physical challenge. Tosfos says, not right now, they no need to wash mayim achronim. The Gra held that a person should wash mayim achronim, but further, the Gra understood that not only should you wash mayim achronim, the Gra thought that mayim achronim should have many of the same dinim that we normally have for all these dinim. So the Gra as follows, mayim achronim chova u'mitzvah k'mo mayim rishonim, if you're really a gra person, when it comes to mayim achronim, you don't pass around before benching one of those small mayim achronim things where everyone gets a little bit, but rather for the gra, if you're really a mayim achronim person, the gra's chumra was, you should really go, like you go into the kitchen or, you know, wash yisadayim, with a kos and a revius of water in order to be yotei mayim achronim. So the gra in that sense also. But there are many, many minhagim here about the gra, some of which are very important to halacha l'maaseh, some of which are important for the world of lamdas and impact a variety of sugyas. As an example, ma'aser bav os tzadi hay. So Shulchan Aruch tells as follows: there was an iser if you have water which gets left out overnight. So that's a problem called giloy. Giloy would be aser. The chashash was that a snake in the middle of the night would come in and leave some venomous poison in the middle of that water, and therefore there's an iser of giloy. Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredeya. The Shulchan Aruch says that in Kuf Tes Zayin, in Katan Aleph, Shulchan Aruch said that man hazeh, we're not nervous for that. Most of us do not have snakes going around our homes. Although, yesterday in the Kiachinuch WhatsApp group, or 2 days ago, someone did send a picture of a snake that was around. But nevertheless, most of us, Shulchan Aruch says, we are mekel. This is an example for the Shulchan Aruch of batla tam, batla gezera. Sometimes when Chazal make a gezera, when the reason falls, it all falls. The Gra happens to believe very, very strongly that once Chazal make a gzeira, we never really undo the gzeira. The Gra was nizhar me'od bidavar afal pich nechashim ena mitzuyim beinenu. Even though there were no stakes, the Gra was very, very machmir. This becomes part of a larger sheet of the Gra. Jacobson wrote an article about this a couple of years ago, where the Gra maintained that whenever Chazal make a gzeira derabanan, even if the reason seems to fall, pasha the Gemara and Beitza, but the Gra maintained there are always additional reasons, additional hasberim, and therefore, as a whole, he tended to be very, very machmir. With all of this, the Gra was very machmir. This is like one of the camp shilas that many of us know. The Gra was very machmir with any ochlin that are or mashkin or takas hamita. Sometimes people like to store, or maybe even the dorms, they like to store, you know, stuff underneath food, underneath your bed. So the Gra happens to have been very, very machmir about that also. But there are a lot of different shitas and anhagas that you find here in the Gra that become, again, immensely, immensely important, that get quoted all the time, and that, again, become, in many ways, very, very important. I'll give you just one last one. The Gra maintained for Kiddush on Friday night, B'shas Kiddush Ahayayin lo yeh alechem al ha-shulchan. That's based on the Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim. This, I don't know if people have ever seen people do this. There are those who have the bread on the table before they make Kiddush, and then they cover the bread. The minhag of certain people is not to bring the bread out at all. They just make Kiddush straight. No bread on the table. They bring the challah out. Dafka around the tiyas yadayim. That's a practice which many people have, and that's all again part of the particular discussion. The Gra was very machmir to have dafka wine for kiddush. There's a lot of things here that are that are important. I'll give you one last thing, which is an important thing to know, which is the Gra, which is a good chumash don't fill for Shabbos, also quoted here in Maisa Rav. The Gra maintains that the Gemara tells in Pesachim and Panperek, in Kiddush El Makam Su'uda, a person can only make Kiddush when that Kiddush coincides with the Su'uda. What is the meaning of Su'uda? The Gra was machmir that Su'uda means lechem. Su'uda means a real lechem. Therefore, the Gra, those who are machmir for the Gra, don't participate in Kiddushes taking place in shul unless there is bread there also for Kiddush. So Avedra was machmir for that particular Gra, that a Kiddush on Shabbos morning after davening, if you're not going to have it with bread, so then the Gra was machmir, that's not called a good Kiddush, on Kiddush B'makom Su'uda. Our Minaka Olam is to be Mako. Either it's Mako because we hold like those who maintain, think the Gaonim, that even other kinds of snacks are okay. So Avedra thought because of the Sfekseka, but that's all part of the discussion. One of the reasons why, and this is one more thing we'll give, there are those who will go to a Kiddush after davening, but when they come to lunch, will make Kiddush again. So why make Kiddush again? Part of it is because if you're a little bit of a chumrah for the Gra, if you maintain that real Su'uda is real lechem, you should make Kiddush again, even though you already heard Kiddush, to have your Kiddush really be b'makom Su'uda, even according to the Gra. But a lot of really important things here, the breakdown of who wrote exactly what. Again, David Kamenetsky discusses at length in the Sefer Torah Sagra, but that is more or less a hakdama to the Sefer Maisa Rav of the Gra.